Silverland by the Chief. It may be hard for you to stop and believe.
Welcome back to Live at 5 with Goldie and MBR on CBS Sports. 105.7, HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com. Yeah.
Ooh, give me love. Ooh,
give me love. Give me the reason why I should never make a change.
Why'd you put an asterisk?
That's my content right there. You said, what the hell are we going to talk about? I said, don't worry, brother. I got some content for you.
Is this telling me that that Tim says I can smoke in the studio?
I don't think so, because I found that when I had run out to the car to get my camera, because I wanted to get some better pictures of you and I, because we deserve them.
I don't want pictures of me.
No,
you can put them up. I don't care.
Okay, good.
I care less.
So when I'm coming back in, it's like the 1970s, or now, I guess really the 1980s, 90s, whatever. I found an ashtray out there. And look how many little spokes it has. Like,
I know.
It's good enough for like 10,
it's a party.
10 cigarettes for
it's
a party.
Yeah, the thing's 2 inches in diameter, and there's 10 places to place your cigarette.
So stop going outside.
Why?
Because you can smoke in here.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you can do that.
Fair enough.
Anyway. So you asked me a while ago, what would I ever do with that Pulse nightclub, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and so I kind of was doing a little, what I like to call, research. And then I found some comments here that made from the owner. Since 2004, it has been considered a safe place for Orlando's LGBT residents to socialize, drink, and dance.
Right.
The club regularly hosted events geared toward that community and sought to raise the bar of awareness about the LGBT lifestyles. They coined the name Pulse after her brother John's heartbeat, who used to do her hair. Don't go there. As a club, that is John's inspiration, where he kept alive in the eyes of his friends and family. So it won't surprise anyone that Poma, who's the actual owner of the place, mm-hmm. when she was on an interview, she says, "We're going to go back to the club, and we're going to have a reborn Pulse with honor to the families of all 49 victims. Pulse will always continue to be the heartbeat of Orlando. She doesn't intend to ensure that Pulse and its missions will return. She just doesn't know yet how that will be. But it will be the same for the LGBT." That's good.
Yeah, talk about stigmas. I mean, that's a tough deal. I mean, if I was the owner of that club, what are you doing?
I don't know how this thing works, man.
I'll tell you how it works.
Don't touch it.
Just don't touch the microphone.
But when I stand up so much and I move around,
just put your hands on the table and get close to the mic.
That's so loud.
Please don't do that.
That's so loud.
It's so
loud.
Annoying. It's so unprofessional. Stop.
Professional?
God.
That's
here we go. You're going back to yesterday, aren't you? That's what you're doing. Just don't touch the microphone. That's all I'm asking.
I didn't touch the microphone.
Thank you.
I just touched the base.
So I don't know. There's so many stigmas that are attached to that place. I mean, you know, would you be afraid to go in there as a customer? Forget who they cater to.
Absolutely not.
Forget that.
Absolutely not.
You wouldn't.
No way.
And you don't think that place would be subjected to another incident?
Nope. No way. They're going to have more
just because
security
just because it's so high profile now.
I think that all the LGBT clubs or the
clubs.
Yeah, I can call it clubs. They're going to have more people out there, more security out there. They're going to have to because, I mean, this weekend, I think in St. Charles, is the LGBT parade out there. So you can look online at stltoday.com or you can go and just do your own research. But, yeah, that's going to be a whole big deal out there. I mean, you have to protect the community. It used to be down in Tower Grove, and now it's out there. But
right, but it's still undetermined if this was a hate crime related to the LGBT.
Okay. All right, lefty.
So my point is, if I can just finish a sentence, that you're saying there's going to be a lot more security in LGBT clubs, okay? But why
got that one to pay? You can't say GD.
I didn't say it.
Gosh darn it.
I didn't say anything. Just keep going.
You can't. You're LGBT because that's a soft target for that individual radical Islamic state that they want to target that because that is why you get killed if you are one of those individuals.
But do you think that that's why this
Absolutely.
Animal went after it?
Yeah, I think also they had a question with his sexuality because he was banging other guys.
Allegedly, yes.
Well, he
was hanging out there.
Holy cow, we got a caller.
Yeah, so?
Let's talk to the guy. We got to buy some time.
All right. It is Friday.
Hello.
Let's go to Hawk
Moon.
Hi, Hawk Moon in South County. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
Well, we're not okay. Now, listen, I have a very important question for you before you go into whatever you called for.
Okay.
Have you gone on Facebook and liked us yet?
Oh, of course.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, you're a good man. You are a man, right? You are a man, aren't you?
Well, yeah, with the name of Hawk Moon.
Of course.
Well, who knows? He's a texter, bro.
I remember in DC Comics, they had Hawkman, and then they had Hawk Woman, so you never know.
That's why he's the moon.
So what's up, Hawk Moon?
I just want to talk about pizza with you guys really quick.
Pizza?
I love it.
Pizza.
Let's roll.
All right, I really like the thin crust pizza. I grew up in South County, so I'm a big fan of thin crust. Usually bacon, bell pepper, and onions. That's usually my favorite thing. What about you guys?
So random.
I love the guy. I love him. I'm not an Emo's guy. I am not an Emo's guy. I'm just not. Okay. So you grew up in South County. What part of South County?
Just in Oakville.
That's where I live. So I'm a 63129er myself.
Oh, okay.
Legitimately, do you know this guy?
I have no clue who this guy is.
Okay, because legitimately,
he has no clue who I am either. Right. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
No, so you're an Emo's guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Emo's, St. Louis Pizza and Wings, you know, all that stuff. I love the thin crust pizza.
So the St. Louis Pizza and Wings, I like the wings there. The pizza's adequate. But have you been?
I agree.
Have you been to the? I think it's called now the Local House, which is in Arnold, right off of Jeffco. Or have you been to the Telegraph Cafe?
I actually live by the Telegraph Cafe.
Bill Zielinski is a good friend of mine. He graduated a couple of years ahead of me. He's a hell of a great guy.
Okay, let him talk about his pizza experience. Right, go ahead.
Oh no! Telegraph Cafe, great smoked wings. They smoke it with white oak. Delicious. Oh, so good.
What do you do? Hawk Moon, what do you do for a living?
Unfortunately, I'm a landscaper.
Why is that?
Whoa.
Why is that unfortunate?
Hold on. I need some help. I need some help on my house, dude.
Oh.
This might be good.
It's just unfortunate, man. You know, it's a physical labor job. You know, it's been warm out here the past week and a half. So it's hard on the body. And, you know, you get up there in age and, man, you don't want to be out here in the heat. You know,
how old are you?
I'd rather not say.
Why? Nobody knows who you are.
He's 42.
Oh, some people know who I am.
Oh, okay.
The Hawk Moon has a following. So getting back to it, no, I'm not a big – I'm not an Emo's guy. I'm not a thin crust guy. I'm guessing, Goldie, you would like to flip over New York.
Well, here's the
deal. You interrupt me now.
You were asking me a question.
I was talking to Hawk.
You just said Goldie, you moron.
I said Goldie most likely would like a flip-over pizza from New York style where you just take the big pie and you flip it in half and you jump on it.
No, I don't like flip-over.
Thank you.
That is a good slice of pie right there.
Yeah, Goldie's getting mad.
I don't flip.
Sorry, Goldie.
That's okay. I'm not mad at you, buddy. Okay? I don't flip my pizza. That's number one. Number two, I don't care if it's thick or thin. Okay? All I care about is that they use real ingredients. I cannot come to terms with Provel cheese under any circumstance. I find it to be creamy and loosey-goosey, and it doesn't have any kind of Italian flavor to it. It's not like provolone or mozzarella. I can't get my arms around it, and it's so flippin' popular here. There's an Emo's on every corner. There's more Emo's here than we have Dunkin' Donuts back in Boston. It's unbelievable.
And Dunkin' Donuts just moved here.
Dunkin' Donuts will take over the city. It's just an unbelievable. Their marketing, their coffee. It's just
the gal who used to do the marketing for Papa John's is now over at
Dunkin'.
Yeah,
she's
gonna, up in Boston.
She's
going to
kill it. Yeah,
awesome.
All right,
well, thanks for taking my call, guys.
You're the only guy that calls in, so we'll take anybody's call.
Yeah, you're now in, as Amy Lawrence would say, you are now in our Hall of Flame.
But I got a question for you, Hawk, before you hang up. You didn't tell us where your favorite place is.
Oh, my favorite place to eat pizza?
Yeah.
Man, that's a good...
But you called us with that question.
I'll tell you what. All right. There is a place in U City called La Pizza. And it's a New York style.
I'm in.
It is. Oh, trust me. I love thin crust pizza. It is my favorite. But that by far is my favorite pizza to eat in the city.
Hey, and try Racanelli's too out in on Mid Rivers.
Man, I've tried the Racanelli's. It's just it's that chain crap.
No,
man,
it's not. It's that. Good. It's
hey,
good.
Hawk, I had a question for you, bro. Have you seen since you live by me? I'm guessing you saw where the billiards place used to be on the subway by South County Mall. They got a new Pieology, a new pizza place, a Pieology. Have you seen that yet?
I got one in St. Charles.
Oh, the subway by South County
Mall. Yeah.
Wait, in the food court?
No. It's actually next to Subway on the front side, next to where I guess the Showbiz. I call it Showbiz Pizza Place, but it's a Pieology. It's called Pieology.
Oh,
I don't know what the tagline is. But you haven't been there yet?
No.
We'll go there and get back to us.
We haven't either.
Biology. All right, cool. Not a problem. All right, well, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. You guys have a good weekend.
You too, Hawk.
Thanks for the randomness. We needed it.
I loved it because I have no clue what we even talked about before we called.
Right. A lot of Oakvillians, and you say you don't know any of them.
Yeah. I don't. Signal is very strong in Oakville.
Yeah, I believe you, though, because I can't imagine anybody in town, is actually, friends with you would support you if they knew you.
No, I don't have a lot of friends. I had one best friend, but she decided to leave and moved to the middle of Illinois.
Well, the six-footer will be back.
I can't wait for her.
314-880-0808. When we come back, we're not leaving now, but when we come back on the other side of this hour, we're going to do some trivia where you can win an actual Colton Wong jersey that came that was part of the giveaway on the Colton Wong night. Surprisingly, I just looked at it. It does say Cardinals. It doesn't say
Chicks.
It doesn't say the Memphis Chicks or the Memphis Redbirds or whatever the hell they're called. But anyway, so we'll have some fun with that. And we have some gymnastics camp stuff.
I got Papa John stuff, too.
Yeah, we got it all.
We got some stuff. You know what? I try to get these guys on to sponsor us a little bit more instead of getting giveaways so we can finally get
residual
income.
This gymnastics thing was a sponsor of mine from something else.
Oh, good for you. That's awesome sauce. That's good.
We got that there.
So you were asking me earlier what really does piss me off. Right. And I got like a list of it, and we didn't even get through it. You know what really bothers me a lot?
Does it bother you or piss you off?
Well, it pisses me off. This one just pisses me off. I had to think about that one because I'm thinking about it. Because when you don't pick up your dog crap, you take your dog for a walk.
Yeah.
You have your bag. Mm-hmm. And I watch you walk up the street. And I watch your dog do what he does and whenever he does it at whatever yard. And you got your bag there. But you kind of look around and do the old lefty, righty, and...
Just
leave it there.
Even though you got the bag.
You got the bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is ridiculous.
So have you ever called anybody out on
that? Well, now that I'm the trustee of the subdivision, that's been brought to my attention.
So you haven't called anybody out yet?
I have not, but it's been brought to my attention.
And you still haven't connected with the neighbor that have the kids that are upsetting the other neighbors? Just yes
no,
or no?
No.
Oh, you did talk to him.
Yeah, I did talk to him.
And he was in denial.
He's in denial. Right. But we don't know where that's going from here.
Right.
And
maybe it's going to go beyond you.
Let's leave my neighbors alone.
Well, you're the one that brought it up earlier.
You know what other pisses me off? Is we have too many tabs on this damn computer. When I wake up in the morning at 1:30, 2 o'clock to try to do any show prep at all.
Yeah, well.
And I get them all up here. I get 17 tabs open. And then you have all these autoplays that just happen. And then when I get back here to the studio, you have to reload everything because of the new internet, what have you. My problem, my challenge. And then all of a sudden I'm playing something. The next thing you know, you hear, hey, here's Dave Sinclair Ford. Here's my address. Sorry, Weber Chevrolet, family of three, Creve Court. Guess, go.
Yeah, Granite City, Columbia, and CC.
That's right, brother.
Go ahead.
No. But that just aggravates the heck out of me. I don't know which tab is playing the audio, so then I got to hit mute. Which is on
right, what else upsets you?
Oh, my
God. Nobody cares.
You upset me.
Okay.
You're chronically late. You're chronically late. All the time, you're always late.
What are you talking about?
You're late.
I'm here every day at 4:30.
Where am I? Who's here first?
That's your problem.
No, it's not my problem. I'm here first.
All right. What else upsets you?
I don't know. Cover your mouth when you sneeze next time.
I always do.
No, you don't. You cough, right? When you cough, let me see this cough button, see if it works. Could you hear that? Cough button doesn't work. Cover your mouth.
But my mouth's not open. It's still going to make the noise, you tool.
I'm going to push this button. Could you hear that?
Peyton, let's go to a break. He's starting to tick my nerves here.
I love that.
314-880.
Hey, guess what? Plowsy might join us. He's here early today.
Great.
Plowsy might jump in for the next half.
880-0808. My apologies to our 68,000 listeners this morning.
62.
Whatever it is.
1,000.
I apologize to each and every one of them. Oh, my God.
R. Kelly?
At least you're consistent with being annoying today. R. Kelly.
You gotta love R. Kelly. Rihanna?
Didn't he have issues?
Raped his kids, ladies, whatever. Boys, whatever.
Allegedly.
Well, hypothetically.
Or did he get prosecuted?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay.
314-880-0808. When we come back, he wasn't a pedophile.
Not as far as you know.
Right.
Hey, take a drink of this.
314-880. Would you like some brownies and some
wine? How you doing?
314-880-0808. That's the number. We'll be right back with some trivia. Stop.
Strapping in the stretch navigator. We got food everywhere, as if the party was catered. We got fellas to my left, honeys on my right. We bring them both together, we got you in all night. Then I